我们上个礼拜在这里思想到，一个人没有得救以前，他是罪的奴仆。
And last week we meditated upon the fact that before one is saved, he is a slave to sin.
那么得救了以后，他已经从罪这个释放进到真自由的地步。
After we say we are liberated from sin, and now we are now in the true freedom of truth.
那这个真自由的意思是什么呢？
And what's the meaning of this true freedom?
是不是我要做什么就可以做什么呢？
Is it because it means what I can do what I want to do?
我要做什么就做什么。
If I can do what I want to do,
那这个跟野蛮跟放纵又有什么不同的地方？
Then to as live as savages, what's the difference then?
所以真正的自由不是随便要做什么就做什么叫自由。
True freedom doesn't mean that you want to do what you want to do.
真正的自由还是需要被真理所约束的。
Because true freedom has to be bound by truth.
那么如果你被真理约束的时候，是不是还叫做自由的呢？
So if you're bound by truth, can you say you have true freedom?
这就是基督教道理很重要的一点。
And that's a very important point of Christianity.
就是得着最终释放以后，
That is after you have been liberated from sin,
我们的自由是不是绝对的，是不是不负责任的？
Our freedom, is it a very absolute one? Is it one who doesn't is accountable?
圣经给我的看法不是没有负责任的自由。
The Bible allows to see that it is not a freedom that does not have accountability.
而且更不是绝对的自由。
And all the more, it is not an absolute freedom.
严格的说起来，真正绝对没有约束的自由不是真正的自由。
In a strict sense and absolutely without bondage, that kind of freedom is not true freedom.
所以英国的神学家这个 John Stott 他说，连上帝的自由也不是绝对。
That's why this British theologian John Stott said that even God's freedom is not an absolute freedom.
因为什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
就是上帝在义的范围里面，他自由，他不是在一切的罪恶里面也有自由的罪
范围。 Which means God is free in the sphere of righteousness, not also in the sphere of the sin.
但当我读到这一句话的时候，
But when I read this statement of his,
我感觉很难接受这句话。
I find that it's very difficult for me to accept this statement.
从圣经的观念给我们看见，只有上帝是绝对的绝对者。
Because from a biblical concept, we know that God alone is the absolute, absolute one.
什么叫做绝对的绝对？
What do you mean by the absolute of the absolute?
就是本身本来就是绝对的那个绝对。
Which means the absolute, he himself is the absolute.
不是被人绝对化以后才好像是绝对的那种绝对。
Not that absolute that comes from the actualization from us.
那个被绝对化所产生出来的绝对现象还不是真正的绝对。
The absolute phenomena that comes from the absolutization of absoluteness.
今天许多人把他们所信的宗教里面的教义都当作是绝对的真理。
Because a lot of people today they absolutize the belief they have in their religion.
人会不会因为呢他把它绝对化了，就把它当作就是真正的绝对呢？
Can man, because they absolutize it, then we deem that this is true absolute?
当然人可以把它当作是绝对。
Of course man can deem it as absolute.
但是真正的绝对不是被绝对化以后才绝对。
But the true absolute one, it does not because it has been absolutized, then it becomes absolute.
换句话说，绝对不需要过程的。
Which means absoluteness doesn't need a process.
如果被绝对化以后才变成绝对，就等于说没有绝对化过程以前，它本来不是绝对。
If you come absolute after the process absolutization, which means before that process, it is not absolute.
所以真正的绝对是不需要一个过程才变成绝对。
So the true absolute doesn't need a process or absolutization.
那个本来就是绝对的，那叫做绝对的绝对。
That in itself is absolute by itself.Is called the absolute of the absolute.
那个不需要过程的绝对才是真正本体的绝对。
He who doesn't need a process of absoluteness is called absolute by himself or absolutes.
本体的绝对就是神自己的绝对。
The substantive absoluteness is God's own absoluteness.
从圣经我们得到的观念，神是绝对的绝对。
So from the Bible we see that God is the absolute, absolute one.
那为什么可以说的上帝的自由也不是绝对的呢？
So how can we see that God's freedom is not absolute?
所以我个人不用这样的名词来套在上帝的本质的上面。
So personally I would not use this sort of description to describe God's absolute.
我用别的方式来表达神的自由是怎么样的。
So I use another to explain what kind of freedom God has.
神的自由还是绝对的。
God's freedom is still absolute.
当然它是绝对，绝对是与罪没有关系。
But absolutely, absolutely He doesn't have relationship with sin.
那么如果神没有自由犯罪，他的自由是绝对的。
if God doesn't have the freedom to sin, well, does it mean that His freedom is absolute?
因为神把他的自由跟他其他的本性完全结合在一起。
Because God has totally integrated His own nature with His absolute.
所以他把他一切的本性跟他的自由结合起来。
Because He has integrated His own freedom with all His nature as one.
所以把他自由又放在所有其他本性的中间限制自己。
So He puts His own freedom to be bound by all His nature.
这样神是自己甘心乐意限制自己的自由。
So it is God who willingly want to bind His own freedom.
把他自己的自由限制在自己其他的本性之下
that to allow his own freedom to be bound by his nature
这是他自己做的
and that is what he did himself
这是他甘心做的
he did it willingly
所以这还是他的自由
so this is still God's freedom
从这个角度来看神的自由是绝对的自由
from this angle we see that God's freedom is absolute freedom
当他把他的自由甘心放置在他其他本性的限制之下的时候
so when GodWillingly put his own freedom under the bondage of all this nature of his.
神就绝对不犯罪。
God absolutely would not sin.
不是不可以。
It is not because he cannot.
不是没有能力。
Or he doesn't have the power.
他绝对不愿意做这样的事情。
But absolutely he's not willing to do that.
这个就是真理的模范。
And that is the model of freedom.
这个模范就是耶稣基督道成肉身的时候像我们显明出来
and that kind of freedom is manifested in Christ's incarnation
所以耶稣基督可以说你们要跟从我
and that's why Jesus can say that you come and follow me
耶稣基督可以说你们要效法我
and he can say that come and imitate me
因为从来没有人像耶稣讲这样的话语
because there's no one who speaks the way Jesus speaks
你们要学我的样式
that you copy my example
你们要跟随我
follow me
你们要负我的轭
and you take my yoke
你们要效效法我的行为
and imitate my conduct
这样的话语苏格拉底不能讲
even Socrates cannot say that
这样的话语释迦牟尼不能讲
even Sakyamuni cannot say that
这样的话语孔子老子都不能讲
even Confucius 老子 cannot say that
因为他们都是在罪恶中间有过犯的人
because they are all in sin and have sinned
唯有耶稣基督是绝对无罪绝对圣洁
It is Christ Jesus absolutely holy and without sin
所以圣经清楚告诉我们将要生下的这位救主是至高上帝的圣者
and that's why the Bible tells that this baby is going to be born he's the holy one of that holy one
the holy one of God
he's the holy one of God
上帝的圣者
he's the holy one of God
将耶稣基督的整个绝对圣洁的生活
so the absolute holiness of Christ Jesus
就与所有其他宗教的教主完全不一样
as compared to the founder of all religion is so different
他是真正在圣洁的中间过生活的人
he truly lives in that holiness
他也把他的自由享受在他圣洁的本性的中间
and also he submits his own freedom in his holy nature
这叫做真理的模范
and that's why we call the model of the truth
上帝是圣者的本体
and God is the substance of that holy one
上帝是义的本体
he is the substance of the righteous one
上帝是真理的本体
he is the substance of the truth
这位真理的本体是有位格的上帝
so this substance of truth is the one with personhood
他赐下基督到世界上来
so when he has given Christ Jesus to the world
就是真理的模范
and become the model of the truth
就是你义的模范
so become the model of righteousness
就是圣的模范
and become the model of holiness
所以我们在耶稣基督的身上看见神的圣洁神的义神的真理绝对良善的表现出来
so upon Jesus we see the manifestation of the goodness righteousness the holiness and truthness of God
那么这样的我们就有了一个真正的表述真正的一个榜样
so then we have a true example before us
我们怎么样做人呢
how then we live
我们怎么样过生活呢
how then should we live
我们要在耶稣的身上找到真正圣洁生活的标准
It is upon Jesus we find the true standard of the holy life
所以前面的一段圣经告诉我们
So the forward passage tells us
你们既然顺从了传给你们的真理的模范
So now you have submitted yourself to the model of the truth that we preach to you
真理的规范是什么呢
And what is that model
就是我们的标准
That's our standard
是我们的最高的一个榜样
It's our highest paradigm for us
它是完人之范
He is the example of the perfect man
救赎的恩典来说耶稣是救主
From the grace of salvation, He is our Lord and Savior.
从道德的生活来说，耶稣是完人的模范。
From morality, He is the model of a perfect man.
我们在基督的身上找到了我们应当怎样过生活，应当怎样做人。
So upon Jesus, we see a model of how then should we live.
那我们既然已经在恩典之下
，Now we are in grace.
恩典是不像过犯的。
Grace is not to sin.
在过犯的中间
，because in sin，
我们在罪的权柄之下
，we are under the power of sin。
在恩典里面
，but in grace，
我们在圣灵的引导之下
，we are the, under the guidance of Holy Spirit。
那么这一点到了第八章会非常清楚的讲出来，是所有的宗教没有办法谈到的事情。
So that we come to chapter 8, it is something that other religion cannot expound。
当我们在罪中间的时候
，when we are in sin，
我们就变成一个被动的人
，we become passive，
因为我们知道。虽然我们主动去犯罪
，because we know that even though actively we sin，
那么我们受罪的权柄管制的时候，我们没有办法靠自己的力量挣扎离开罪的这个管辖。
We're under the reign of this sin. We cannot liberate ourselves from this bondage of sin.
所以每一次我们犯罪都是主动的。
So every time when we sin, we sin actively.
但是当我们要离开罪的权柄，我发现我完全没有力量。
When we want to leave the power of sin, we find that we are powerless.
所以我一次主动犯罪
，So there's once actively I sin.
就一次把我的主权交给罪来管理。
Then at that time I commit my this masterhood to the sin.
我再一次犯罪的时候。
One more time that I sin again.
我再次主动犯罪。
And again, actively I sin.
那我一犯罪就把这个主权交给罪，让他再来管理我。
Again, I yield my sovereignty to sin, to his own control me.
所以每一个犯罪的人就马上从主动变成被动。
So everyone who sin actively fall from activeness to passiveness.
你今天如果到监牢里去
，Today if you go to the prison,
你发现有两种很特别的情形。
You find that two very special circumstances.
第一种是一直懊悔，一直。懊悔一直懊悔
One for those who keep on regretting, regretting
另外一种他想懊悔没有用就越来越坏
And the other kind said It's no use for me to rest So they sin even more
自己对自己我本来就是这种人算了
So they tell themselves This is my nature
所以监牢放出来的人你想他悔改吗
So those who have been set free from the freedom Would they repent? No
你放出来他敢犯更大的罪或者想怎么办法不必再进监牢
Because they commit even more serious crimes So that they want to know How can I avoid to be put to prison again
这是个很可怕的情
This is something terrifying.
今天吸毒的人也是这样
Today you want to take drugs.
当他最先吸毒的时候
When initially he took drugs,
他是主动的
Yes, he didn't act like that.
吸了毒以后
But after he's taken drugs,
变成被动的
He is passive now.
这个说谎的人也是如此
Because the one who lies the same thing.
刚刚学说谎的时候
When he just learned how to lie,
他是主动的
He take active part.
说了谎以后
After he have lied,
他就被动了
He is passive now.
吸鸦片的人是这样
The one who take opium is the same.
犯奸淫的人是
The one who commit adultery is the same.
喝酒的人是这样。
The one who drink.
每次你主动犯罪的时候。
Every time when you take active part in sinning,
你是正在用你的自由。
You are using your freedom, yes.
每次你误用自由的时候。
Every time when you misuse your freedom,
你就马上出卖自由。
Immediately you betray your freedom.
所以你用自由去出卖自由。
So you use freedom to betray your own freedom.
你主动犯罪就是受罪捆绑。
Actively you sin, you are bound by sin now.
像一个人在最终是享受。
So one who is sin is enjoying sin.
What is 受罪所捆
绑 sin being bound by sin.
罪做王统治你们。
When sin reigns, it controls of us.
罪像个王控制统治你整个的生命。
And sin's like a king ruling of whole life.
这个叫做主动的被动。
So that's called the passive
not active. 这个叫做自由的不自由。
And that is the non-freedom of freedom.
所以当一个人犯罪的时候，他当然认为我。是很自由的
So one who sin feels that he's free
但是上帝的儿子说我实实在在告诉你所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆
But the Son of God tells us he who sin now is a slave of sin
这个好像是非常矛盾的事情
It's very paradoxical
但是这是一件事实
But that's a fact
这个叫做 paradox 是个反合性
It's a paradox
好像不对却是对
It's as if it's wrong but it's right
好像对却是不对
As if it's right but it's wrong
好像对却是不对的
As if it is wrong but it's right
这个是矛盾已经到了失败的地步
So it is coming to a failure state state of paradoxical，
好像不对却是对的。
As if it's wrong, but then it's right，
就在矛盾中间到了真正成功的地步。
So in the paradox, it's come to true success。
所以在这个呢非常痛苦的犯罪生活里面
，So in this suffering circumstance of sinning，
耶稣基督是真正成功的 paradox。
Jesus Christ is a true successful paradox。
他进到罪恶的世界中
，Because he entered into the world of sin，
他取了罪身形状奴仆的身体。
He took the form and the flesh of sinning，
他却没有罪
，But he has never sinned，
他完全不受罪的捆绑。
He is not being controlled by sin，
他是被动而成为主动的。
He is passive and become active。
为什么他是被动的呢？
Why is it impassive?
生在律法之下
，because you're born under the law。
一定要照着律法的规条来生活。
So you must live according to the rules。
好像不是自由的
，as if it's not free。
但是他真正为我们成全的律法
，but then truly he fulfilled the law for us。
他真正为我们满足了神公义的要求
，and satisfied the righteous demand of God。
所以唯有他是真正自由。或者罪是捆绑的权势之下的
So only he is the one who is truly free enough to be bound by the power of sin.
耶稣在这个罪恶的世界里面
Christ is living in this world of sin.
他说我实实在在告诉你们
And he said truly truly I tell you
所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆
He who sin is the slave of sin.
所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆
He who sin is the slave of sin.
所有自由的都不自由
And he who is free is not free.
所有无用自由的都出卖自由
He who misused freedom has sold freedom
所有自由犯罪的都在罪中间失去自由
He who sinned freely but in sin they have lost their freedom
所以你是失败的
So you failed
但是最后他自己说上帝儿子若叫你们自由你们就真自由了
And then he said that if the son of God set you free you are truly free now
所以只有基督可以把人从罪的权柄中间拯救出来
So it is only Christ who can save us from the power of sin
使我们成为真正自由的
So they become a true free man
这样基督不但在救赎方面是我们的恩主
So Christ Jesus not only is salvation he is our redeemer
基督在行为的方面也成为我们最好的模范
In our conduct he become our prime example
现在我们就学习怎么样在被动跟主动中间看神给我们身上的旨意是什么
So we have to learn from the passion of the action of what is the will of God upon us
我们上个礼拜最后一段的时候提到一件话
And lastly in the last statement we say
就是我们的肢体是献给神
There are parts of body to hope they will offer
你们从前犯罪的时候
In the past when you sin
你们是把肢体献给罪做攻击来过犯罪的生活
You offer the parts of your body to the tools of sin and you sin
你们把肢体当作犯罪的攻击你们就做了罪的奴仆
So the part of our body is now being the tools of the sin and you become the slave of sin
那你的地位在哪里
Then where does it stand
你的状态是什么呢
Where's your state
你是主动献的
Actively you offer
是你甘愿献的
You willingly you offer
所以没有一个人可以说我犯罪是被勉强的
So no one can say that I sin because I was forced to sin
有许多的时候
Many times
你犯罪的人你意识里面是参与自由有份的
Because in your consciousness when you sin you take active part
除非你完全的麻醉的状态
Unless you're being numbed
或者你被人家完全 给你这个麻醉药完全不醒悟的时候那是另外一件事
情 Or you're drunk in unconsciousness That's a different matter
许多的时候我们犯罪都是有自由的参与意志的成分在其中
But many a time when you sin We sin with a free will
所以你把自己的尸体献给罪做罪的工具做罪的奴仆
So you offer the part of our body to sin and to become the tools of sin
那么耶稣把我们拯救出来以后
And after Jesus has delivered us
你又怎么样呢
And what do we do
你现在怎样对待你呢
So how do you treat yourself
我应当怎么样呢
How then should I live
我现在已经得救了
Now I've been saved
我这个身体是怎样的身体
So what kind of body do I have
我这个肢体是怎样的
What kind of limbs do I have
你看全本的圣经就讲到了所有宗教没有办法谈到
So the whole Bible talk about things religious cannot talk.
圣经提到什么呢
？What does it say?
你的身体是上帝的殿。
Your body is a temple of the Lord.
所以这样的新的地位来了。
So this new position is coming to us.
新的看法。
A new view.
整个宇宙观改变。
So the whole world view is changed.
整个人生观改变。
And your life view also is changed.
我现在是从死里面的 复生的人。
Now I resurrected from the dead.
我是出死入生。
I'm a liberator from death to life.
我是立罪归义。
And I leave the sin become righteous.
我是立黑暗归向光明。
Leaving darkness into the light.
我是从撒旦手下抢出来。归向圣子国度的人。
And under the hand of Satan, I've been liberated and now belong to the kingdom of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主用重价把我买回来。
Because God has redeemed me with a high price.
那么买的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of this buying?
上帝用耶稣的宝血把我们买回来。
God used the blood of Jesus Christ to redeem us.
因为他要用你。
Because you want to use you.
你买一件东西为什么呢？
When you bought something, what do you want to use?
因为要用它。
Because you want to use it.
真正买的目的。
What's the purpose of buying?
应当是用它。
It is you.
当然许多人买东西有其他的目的。
A lot of people buy things with purposes.
有的人不过是买东西因为他喜欢买东西。
They buy because they love buying.
用不用买再说。
Whether they use it or not, never mind.
有的人买东西因为他要保值。
Some they buy because they want to keep it for value.
不是要用它。
Not because they want to use it.
有的人买东西因为别人有我没有不好意思。
Some they buy because other have it and they also want to have it.
但是真正买东西。
But truly when you buy something.
最正当的目标。
And the true purpose.
我要用这个东西。
Because I want to use this thing.
我买一辆汽车。
When I buy a car.
因为我要用它。
Because I want to use a car.
我买一支钢笔。
When I buy a pen.
我要用它。
Because I want to use a pen.
我买一件衣服。
When I buy a shirt.
因为我要用它。
Because I want to use a shirt.
耶稣基督用他的宝血把我们买赎回来的时候。
When Jesus redeemed us with the blood.
主说我要用你。
And the Lord said, I want to use you.
我要使用你。
I want to use you.
我要使你在我手中成为有用的器皿。
In my hand become a useful tool.
那就是主啊，你有什么权柄用我呢？
And they said, Lord, what kind of authority do you have to use?
主应当可以说，因为我创造你，我是你的主，说我可以用你。
The Lord can even say that I created you, I'm your Lord of creation, I can use you.
如果因为创造我，你是我的主，你本来是我的主，为什么你还要买呢？
You see, because of creation, you are already my master. Why is that you want to redeem me and buy me?
买不是说从别的物主中间归到你手下，你付了代价，这叫做买嘛。
You want to purchase because you pay a price to buy from another owner and become your own.
主付代价。
And the Lord paid the price.
不是因为你的原主不是他。
Not because the original master of you is not he.
乃是因为你欠了上帝荣耀的债。
But because you are in debt to the glory of God.
我们在罗马书第三章已经讲得很清楚。
In Romans chapter 3 has seen clearly.
没有一个宗教看罪像罗马书看得这样清楚。
There is no single religion that is espousing as Paul in Romans.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory.Of God.
因为我们欠上帝的债。
Because you are in debt to God.
我们亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
We fall short of His glory.
罪在我们身上作王。
So sin upon earth is a king.
我们有了罪身根基的时候。
And because of sin, you are separated from God.
撒旦就无法无天。非法的占有了我们
，and Satan illegally he now occupy us，
所以我们不能再像从前原是受神所造，属于主，被主所用的。
So we cannot like in the past we are created by him, we belong to him, we can use by him。
我们如今变成在撒旦的手下，让他摆布，让罪作王，在罪同黑暗的权柄。控制之下身份的人。
So now we are in the hand of Satan, inducted in Satan, we have been run over and controlled.
耶稣基督不是把十字架交给魔鬼。
Christ Jesus did not pay the redemption price to Satan.
然后把我们拿出来，好像在当铺赎回东西，不是这样。
And let the pawn shop he pay the price and redeem us.
在当铺里面赎回东西的时候。
Because in the pawn shop when you redeem something,
是因为你曾经借债。
It is because you are in debt.
但是耶稣基督从来没有借债。
But Christ Jesus has never been in debt.
相反的是，我们欠上帝的债。
But it is us, we who are indebted to God.
他为我们还债。
Now he for our sake had paid the price.
耶稣还的债是归给谁呢？
And when he paid the price, it was the price being paid to.
归给上帝。
But to God.
那就把我们从非法的主人 撒旦手中抢回来归向上帝。
So from the hand of the illegal Satan, now he redeemed us and give it to God.
主说我用重价把你买回来。
And Christ Jesus said, I redeem you with a high price.
你是属于我的。
So you belong to me.
我要用你。
I want to use you.
那么当主要用我们的时候。
When the Lord wants to use us.
也就是他的主权现在在我们的身上。
It is because his motherhood now is in us.
我不是个有主权的人吗？
I have the sovereignty myself.
神曾经把某一些的主权的这个权威给你。
Yes, God has given some of the autonomy to us.
我们有一些神给的权威。
Some of this authority will be given by God to us.
有一些神没有给我们的。
But some God has never given to us.
比如说，我今天穿什么衣服，这是我的权威。
Like what kind of clothing I put on today, it is my own power.
我要选哪一种职业是我的自由。
And what kind of professional to choose is my freedom.
但是你什么时候生，什么时候死，不是你选的。
But when are you born, when you die, you do not choose it.
你明白我的意思？
Do you understand?
所以生活的一些层次，神给你自由。
Some of the aspect of life God has given you.Freedom.
生命的来源，生命的结束，时间是神定。
But the source and the ending of life, the time of it, God designed.
如果你违反的话
，if you were to go against,
比如说你自杀
，or you commit suicide,
你这件事情在神面前交很大的一笔的账。
So you must pay high price before the Lord.
所以呢，我们有一些权利是神给我的。
So some authority is given to us by God.
制定当神造人的时候，按照他自己形象的时候，造我们的时候，有这种可能。
And that's given to us the possibility.After we became created after the image of God,
所以完全的自由是没有的。
So there is no total freedom,
但是犯罪的自由还有。
But we still have the freedom to sin.
一个人如果没有犯罪的自由，神就不定罪在他身上。
If one doesn't have the freedom to sin, God will not condemn him.
因为你犯罪是自由的。
Because you free, you are free in sin.
所以神定罪是应该的。
So it is only reasonable that God condemn you.
但你离开罪恶是没有能力的。
But when you have no power to leave sin,
所以你需要的是恩典，不是自由。
So you need grace, not freedom.
那么当我有过自由而误用的时候
，When I have this freedom, I misuse the freedom.
我就在出卖自由的中间享受假的罪的快乐。
So in between this freedom, I enjoy the false enjoyment of sin.
当我享受罪中的快乐
，When I enjoy the sin,
我是出卖自由换取这种假的快乐。
I'm only by betraying my freedom to exchange for this false enjoyment.
所以那个时候你说我是主动的吗
？You say, are you active in that sense?
又主动又被动的。
Is active yes and passive.
耶稣把我们买。耶稣回来以后
，When Christ has redeemed us，
我们从最终释放，我们自由了。
That we have been liberated from sin and we are now free。
现在我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So we are no more under the slavery of sin。
罪不在我们的生命中间作王管理我们。
And sin will no more reign upon us。
你现在在罪的权柄之下解脱出来了。
So you are liberated from the reign of sin。
你怎么看自己
？How do you deem yourself？
如果你真正明白恩典
，If you truly understand grace，
你应当说
，You must say，
那我现在应当把我这一个自我。交给耶稣基督。
So I want to dedicate this self to Christ Jesus.
交给义做顺从的奴仆。
And become this as a servant of obedience to righteousness.
我从前是交给罪。
In the past, I gave it to sin.
后来我失去自由了。
Now I lost my freedom.
现在我释放了。
But now I'm liberated.
我得到自由了。
I freedom.
我不是再随便要不要犯罪的那种自由。
No more I'm in that freedom whether I want to sin or not.
我愿意把我这一个顺命的这个可能性交给义做奴仆。
I want to give this possibility of obedience to righteousness to be the servant of righteousness.
这什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
你真正用你的自由的时候
，at the time when you truly use the freedom，
是你先明白恩典，先领受神的救赎，又认识神所启示的真理。
It is when you truly know grace， you want to truly enjoy the redemption and the truth of God。
我在恩典之中
，it is in grace。
我经历了救恩
，I experience salvation。
我有蒙了光照
，I've been illuminated。
我知道什么叫的真理
，I know what's truth now。
知道什么叫的义
，I know what's righteousness。
我也明白从前的错
，understand my former wrong。
我现在不应当再那么笨
，Now I shouldn't be so foolish。
我不应该回头走错误的道路。
Shouldn't return the bad way。
当一个人真正明白恩典
，When one truly understand grace，
当一个人真正经历救恩
，truly experience salvation，
当一个人真正认识上帝的道以后
，truly know the will of God，
他不会，不应该，也不要 走错误的道路。
You will know more, and he doesn't want to go in the wrong way again.
你再看你的手。
So when you see your hand again,
我从今以后
henceforth
用这个手做神要我做。
I want to use a hand to do the will of God.
我的手不应当是罪的工具。
My hand cannot be the tools of sin anymore.
我的手不应当是奴，只是撒旦的奴仆。
My hand shouldn't be the tools of slave.
我的手不应当是害人的、为非作歹的一个工具。
Shouldn't be the tools of evil.
我的眼。
My eyes,
我的耳
my ears,
我的口
my lips,
我的脸
my face,
我的身体
my body,
我的七情六欲
all my desire,
我的感情意志思想所有的一切应当有个新的方向
my thinking, my emotion, my volition must have a new direction.
那你说因为这样就表示你做基督徒就没有自由犯罪了吗
Does it mean that after you become a Christian you have no more freedom to sin?
你不要上当了
Do not be enticed.
当人问这句话的他已经问错了。
When people ask this question, they directed the wrong question to you.
你做了基督徒就没有自由犯罪了。
After you become Christian, you have no more freedom to sin now.
你要回答说，我因为做了基督徒，所以我有自由，我才不犯罪。
You say that after I become a Christian, I have a true freedom, and I can sin no more.
因为你知道犯罪不是自由，犯罪是出卖。
Because you know that the sin is not the true freedom, but you're selling your freedom.
所以我现在有自由不犯罪。
So I have the freedom not to sin.
不是我没有自由犯罪。
It's not that I do not have the freedom to sin.
所以我现在有自由不犯罪。
But I have the freedom not to sin.
你问那些吸毒的人。
You ask them who take drugs.
你吸毒的时候很自由，对不对
？When you take drugs, you're free.
我要吸就吸。
I can take drugs when I want.
但你反问过来。
But when reverse the question,
你要不吸就能不吸吗
？Can you not taking drugs when you want not to take drugs?
他说不是的。
You say no.
我现在习惯了，不吸会死。
I take the drug if I don't take it, I'll die.
我不吸不能的。
I cannot withhold taking drugs.
用自由出卖自由。
So he used the freedom to sell his own freedom.
真正的自由
，a true freedom，
不是我要做什么我就做。
It's not I can do what I want to do.
真正的自由
，a true freedom，
是我不要做什么。我不要做什么的时候，我就能够不做什么。
That and we hold not doing what I don't want to do.
我现在有这种自由。
I have this kind of freedom now.
真正得救的基督徒
，a one who is truly saved.
你不要再受人欺骗了。
Do not be enticed.
啊，你信耶稣现在没有犯罪。
Oh, you believe in Jesus, you have no freedom to sin now.
你反过来说，你说什么
？In the reverse, you say,
我信了耶稣，我有自由不犯罪。
I believe in Jesus and freedom not to sin.
是从前我所没有的。
And in the past, I was bound.
I have the freedom not to commit sin.
我有那个自由不再犯罪。
I have the freedom and also have the ability not to commit sin.
我有那个自由跟能力不再犯罪。
你的圣灵加力量给我。
Because God has given strength to me.
我有能力不犯罪。
So I have the power not to sin.
那么这个秘诀在哪里
？So where lies the secret?
就是你主动的。
So actively,
你甘心的
，you're willingly
把你的自由重新奉献给义。
Again, you want to dedicate your freedom to righteousness.
奉献给圣洁
，dedicate to holiness.
奉献给真理
，dedicate to truth.
这就是我的新的方向。
And that's my new direction.
所以我的手啊
，so my hand.
你不要再给魔鬼用。
No more to be used by Satan.
我的眼啊
，my eyes.
你不要再做撒旦的工具。
No more use to be tool.
我的耳啊
，my ears.
你不再做罪恶的奴仆了。
No more be slave to sin.
我所有的肢体
，all my parts of my body.
不是我的
，no more mine.
是上帝的
，It belongs to God.
我从前这样把肢体献给罪做奴仆
，In the past I offered my part of body to be the tool.
如今我把肢体献给义做奴仆
，But now I offer it to be the slaves of righteousness.
顺命的奴仆
，And to be the obedient servant.
是主动甘心的奴仆
，And actively willingly to be a servant.
是不受勉强，是愿意奉献的奴仆
，Not being compelled but willingly.
好，我讲到这里
，But when I
你就很快明白。这几节的意思
You understand these few verses.
现在我们再读一次好不好
When you read one more time,
我们从第十九节开始读
Reading from verse number 19,
我们一同来读读到第二十节
Until 20
一二三
我因你们
肉体的软弱
就照人的常话对你们说
你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法
做奴仆
以至于不法
现今照样将肢体献给义
做奴仆，以至于什么？
成圣。
以至于成圣。第二十节，弟兄读一、二、三。
因为你们做罪的奴仆的时候，
就不被义约束了。二十一节，见面读， 你们现今看为羞耻的事，当日又怎么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。所以这里我们很清楚看见，我们已经明白了什么叫做把肢体献给异作奴仆。
So here we understand, see very clearly what you mean that you offer your past to be the tools of righteousness.
你从前怎样，现在一样。
In the past you do the way, now it's the same.
从前你犯罪的时候是用你的自由去出卖自由。
In the past when you sin, you use the freedom to sell the freedom.
但是那个时候你没有自由得救。
At that time you have no freedom to be saved.
因为你死在罪中。
Because you are dead in sin.
死在罪中的人连对上帝说。主啊，我需要你的救恩，都没有办法。
He who is dead in sin cannot even say to God, God, I need salvation.
撒旦使他死在罪中，连就不需要救恩的可能都没有。
Because God, Satan caused him to die in sin, he doesn't even understand that he needs salvation.
我死在过犯中间。
I'm dead in sin.
他叫我活过来。
He allowed me to be resurrected.
所以我们的重生是被动的。
So our this regeneration is passive.
我再讲一次。
One more time, I say.
我们的重生。
Our regeneration is passive.
如果不是圣灵随着自己的意思吹，从哪里来到哪里去，你不知道。
If it is the Holy Spirit according to His own will that He blows, we cannot know where it comes, where it goes.
圣灵生你
，so when the Holy Spirit begets,
他主动的
，He take active part.
被生
，you are being born.
被动的。
You are passive.
我死在罪中。
I'm dead in sin.
死人会不会说我要活
？How can the demon say I want to be alive?
我现在死了。
Now I die.
他连自己死了都不知道自己死了。
He doesn't even know that he's dead.
所以他死在罪中的时候。
So when he's dead in sin,
他将我救活过来。
He saved me to life.
当我们死在过犯中间
，When I get dead in sin,
他使我们活过来。
He allowed me to be alive.
我们犯罪时候是用自由出卖自由，我们从主动变成被动。
So when it's sin, you use our freedom to sell our freedom, become from active, become passive.
我们再犯罪还是主动。
So we still sin, we still are active.
但是我们的主动回到义是不可能。
So to take actively to become righteousness,
先有被动的生。
You must have a passive birth.
生灵借着道把我们生出来。
The Holy Spirit by the word that give birth to us.
最终间释放出来。
So we are liberated from sin.
你说我现在得救了。
You say now I'm safe.
我现在有了新生命了。
I have a new life.
他的神给你的新生命才有真正的自由。
And God give you the new life and then you have true freedom.
现在你明白了。
Now we understand.
所以死的时候。
So when you're dead.
你是完全被动。
You're totally a passive.
完全没有办法。
Totally there's no way out.
没有自由来到上帝。
You have no freedom to come to God.
是圣灵重生你以后。
But it is Holy Spirit that regenerate you.
被动生以后。
When you're passively born,
你领受了新生命。
You receive a new life.
新生命就有新生命的自由，现在有了。
Then with this new life, a new freedom.
所以这个是被动产生的主动。
So it is the passion that produces activeness.
你犯罪的时候说。
So when you sin,
是你主动换来一个被动的地位。
Actively you exchange for a passive position.
你重生的时候是被动。
When I regenerate, you're passive.
被动生以后，你有新生命，神就给你一个主动的可能。
Passively, when you are being born, God actively has given you a possibility of activeness.
现在就表示恢复了你那个自由了。
So you may revive in the freedom.
而且这个恢复是超过从前。
And this restoration surpasses what in the past.
这一点我可能会讲更清楚。
I will explain more clearly.
也就是呢，要解释前面一章所讲的。过犯不如恩赐。
And just explain that the passage say that this sin cannot come over a grace.
为什么过犯不如恩赐？
Why this sin cannot be surpassing grace?
因为恩赐是比过犯更大的。
Because grace and gift is in a higher realm than sin.
那你犯罪的时候，
when you sin,
你是用了你的自由。
You use your freedom.
那么你自由已经死了以后，
when the freedom is dead,
你没有自由了。
You have no more freedom.
所以有恩赐来的时候，
so when the grace comes to you.
把你的自由恢复的时候
So restore your freedom
你不是有自己原有的自由而已
You are no more having just your original freedom
神的儿子给你自由你才有真自由
The son of man give you freedom then you have true freedom
这样子真自由就比过去犯罪的自由更高一个层次
So this true freedom is at a higher state than the freedom you used to sin
那你现在要怎么样呢
So now what you can do
你说我因为经历了恩典
Now I experience salvation.
我已经受重生了。
I have been reborn.
我已经认识真理了。
I know the truth.
我现在要把 我的肢体献给义作。
So I want to offer my parts of my body to righteousness.
是我自己甘愿。
So I willingly.
是我自己情甘心情愿。
I do it willingly.
当我把自己的心愿献上的时候
，When I offer my own free will to God,
这个自由是恩典的果效，不是犯罪以前的自由。
This freedom is the result of grace, not the freedom before your sin.
恩典来了以后
，When grace comes,
新的果效赐给你。
The new result is given to you.
过犯不如恩赐。
So sin cannot surpass grace.
恩典之中的自由是超过你过去犯罪的。
The freedom in grace surpass what you have in sin. Freedom and sin.
你说主啊，我甘心情愿献上。
He said, "Say God willingly, I offer myself."
你本来不可能的。
In the past, not possible.
现在变成可能。
Now it become possible.
本来你是恨恶上帝。
In the past, you hate God.
现在你爱上。
Now you love God.
本来你是反对真理。
In the past, you go against the truth.
你顺从真理。
Now you're obedient to the truth.
本来你是离开上帝。
In the past, you leave God's will.
现在是归回上帝的意志。
Now you come back to the will of God.
这个转变的。
This turn
是你有一个主动的因素在。
There is an element of activeness in you.
你自己愿意的。
You will, you're willing.
像保罗在罗马书十二章怎么讲
？And Paul in Romans chapter 12 says,
我用上帝的慈悲劝你将身体献上。
In the mercy of God, I beseech you to offer yourself.
什么意思
？What do you mean?
不是强迫的
，not forcing you.
不是机械化
，not mechanically.
不是方程式。
Not formulary.
是你真正觉悟的，真正明白，甘心情愿的，自己愿意顺从献上。
But after